Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Wilson sisters bringing us back, Ann and Nancy, with a grand, with a fan heart. 23 after the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Chip Bell is our guest. Chip's back. That's right. Chip's a longtime Brain Trust member, more than 8 years as a member of our Brain Trust. The author of, he's written, but Chip, how many books have you written on customer service?
More than I've read. the new one is the 20th.
The 20th, wow. and we've been talking about it for a long time with him, folks. The new one is called The 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service, available wherever books are sold. Just go to Amazon and type Chip Bell in there and find a book that strikes your fancy, but make sure you get the new one, too, because it's a special one. Chip, thanks again for hanging out with us. ChipBell.com, right?
Absolutely.
So we're talking about some of the things you can do right now, this minute, today, to help your customers and encourage your customers to come back during the holidays. And we talked about being kind and being honest. And what about this trust thing? Trust is the foundation of everything, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think if you demonstrate that obvious trust to your customer, then they're going to respect you for it and they want to come back. If you take a look at some of the really great service providers we all talk about when we say who gives great service, we talk about Zappos, we talk about Nordstrom and organizations like that. One of the things they do is they take the high ground. They always focus on trusting the customer, and you know there's going to be once in a while somebody's going to rip you off. But you wouldn't want to write the rules for the 0.1% and treat the others like they're crooks. And so I think all the ways that we show that trust and always take the high ground, if there's a disagreement, you know, find a way to say, you know, let's give the customer the benefit of the doubt.
I took an automobile. I won't go into all the details why, but I was paying for an automobile to have some service. And it was a used automobile, and I wanted to make sure that the automobile was in good shape for the driver. And I said, look, I don't know anything about this automobile. Look it over. Took this to a small business that I do business with for years, buy tires and things like that. And I said, look it over and pretty much do whatever you need to do. Here's a budget. If it goes over that, let me know.
Absolutely.
I was out of town. I wasn't even there when this happened.
Uh-huh.
And when I got the bill, it was like almost nothing. I said, what'd you do? I said, you didn't even change the oil. He said, no, the oil was good. All we did, we put a new filter in.
Oh my goodness!
Now, he could have charged me. If he had charged me $300, I would have thought I got out easy.
Oh sure.
And he didn't charge me almost nothing. And didn't even charge.
Right.
He could have changed the oil, and nobody would have known.
Absolutely.
Guess where I'm going next time?
Treating you that well, and that transaction is going to be a customer for a life.
Yeah. Why would I go anywhere else?
No, you wouldn't.
See, trust, here's the thing people don't understand about trust sometimes, Chip. Trust is not just the right thing to do. It's a best practice.
Yes.
Because now that I can trust them, I don't have to go looking around anywhere else for somebody else to trust.
No.
It's
absolutely
a best practice.
Yep.
And what about trusting customers, though?
I think it's trusting customers. It's also trusting your employees. I think the way we value the employees is absolutely critical. If we treat all our employees like they're our most important customer, what we're going to do with that is with the kind of affirmation and assistance that shows that we value them, you're going to help that employee have the kind of bulletproof emotional vest so when they do experience difficulty with a challenging customer, they'll have the self-confidence to deliver great service. And so I think valuing your employees is a part of that whole equation. If I want to get great customer service, you know, the number one impact on customer relations is employee relations.
So you're talking about giving the employee a little bit of rein to take care of customers without you having to be involved in every transaction, and then backing them up on that decision.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. The empowerment shows that frontline person how much they're important and how they're valued by you. And I think that's a key part to that.
Isn't part of this, though, part of that instruction where you say, look, in this business, we value relationships more than transactions.
Yes, 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 because you want the long haul, not short term.
That's the way I am. Now,
absolutely.
Now, that's not to say those are my values, Chip. Those are your values.
Yep.
That's not to say that they're everyone else's values, but those are the ones that I believe are the right ones.
I do, absolutely. And I've been in this business like you a long time, and it's proven to be right on the mark.
The Cajuns have a term called lagniappe.
Uh-huh.
It means just a little bit more.
Just a little bit
more. The 13th donut in the baker's dozen.
Exactly.
What do you like that idea?
I do. I think the extras are a reflection of our generosity. And, you know, that's the whole essence of the holiday season is that generosity. The other side to it is greedy, miserly practice, the Scrooge approach. You know, and I think the more we're willing to provide, and extras doesn't always mean I'm going to give you physically something more.
Right.
It might be extra patience. It might be extra support. It might be more smiles.
Right.
But look for ways to say, I'm going to be generous. I'm going to show a spirit of abundance in how I treat my customers
right.
and my employees. And I think providing those extras is a critical part to help during this season.
The last thing, quickly, I want to talk about the grateful part.
Yeah,
I can't say, folks, how many times you've heard me say to say thank you. What do you think, Chip?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're giving us money. We should thank them for it.
Yeah, over and how many different ways can you do that? Think about that and say all those things. Hey, Chip, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Oh, my pleasure, Jim. Always great to be with you, sir.
ChipBell.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's his website. The book is called The 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service. He'll be back another day. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.